Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, since he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When Jesus reached the place, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the last few days of this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, we shouldn't waste it. Maybe the last Jubilee of Mercy we have in our lifetime, even if we're as young as Sister Lucia and Sister Celeste and might live in religious life another 80 years. These might be the last 5 days of this grace-filled time. And it's really important for us to heed the messages that the Lord gives us today in the reading, because they really summarize all that this year has been about and how every time with the Lord is meant to be a kairos of mercy. We can look at it from the two concluding passages. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost, and that the Lord is constantly knocking to the one who opens the door. He will make a victor and then sit that victor beside him on his eternal throne. The Lord has come to seek and save forever. He's come knocking. And if that door is opened, that person will share in his eternal triumph. Comes to Jericho, as we talked about, the lowest place on earth, 853 feet below sea level. Symbolic. Comes to the place most distant from the heavens on earth. And he goes to find the biggest sinner in the town. The tax collectors were the ones everybody knew were sinners, because they were conspiring with a foreign power, collecting money that made the foreign leader a false god, an idol, and then often extorting that money off their own people. And Zacchaeus wasn't just a tax collector, like Matthew, for example. He was the chief tax collector. He was in charge of the whole sordid business. Everybody would have known, everybody would have spit when they heard Zacchaeus' name. And the Lord, who had come to seek and save what was lost, was going to find the one who best symbolized what it meant to be lost, so that everybody would be able to see in his going after Zacchaeus of all people how passionate he is to save every single one, not writing anybody off. At the same time that the Lord was going to Jericho, there was something happening inside the heart of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. Zacchaeus had doubtless heard that by this point he had a tax collector among the 12. Could it be true? Could this person actually not treat him as a despicable man? Could there actually be hope? But he was short, as we know. So in order to see Jesus, he had to do something spectacularly embarrassing. In a culture in which people wore togas, he climbed up on a tree. Look at one of these phenomena now, as I'm sure you know, of the upskirt photos of everybody sort of taking photographs up girls' skirts. Because if there's a skirt there and they've got a cell phone, they just slide one down and it gets out on the internet, it gets out on Facebook, and it really hurts these people who have been victimized in that way. If you're Zacchaeus climbing up in a tree, everybody's able to look at you. But it didn't matter, because he was willing to be mocked. He was willing to be derided, because he wanted to see Jesus. And so up he goes, and Jesus sees it. It's very interesting that the Good Shepherd knew Zacchaeus by name. Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for I must stay in your house this day. And Zacchaeus did come down immediately. And he was touched, and it shows us what conversion is meant to do. Conversion isn't just about a relationship with the Lord, but when we're about to receive the Lord's mercy, it has to have a consequence in a relationship with others. So we see the repentance immediately in Zacchaeus. A really good religious Jew would give 10% of his goods to God and the poor. Zacchaeus said, 50% I'm going to give to the poor. And if I have ever defrauded anyone of anything, real justice would be you give it back, and you give it back with a little bit of interest. If I have ever defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay it back 4 times over. That's extraordinary repentance. He had been that touched simply by the Lord's invitation, simply by the Lord's calling him by name, giving him another chance. That's what the Lord's trying to do with everyone. He's coming to seek and save us. But we have to learn some of these lessons from Zacchaeus. No matter how far we're fallen, the Lord will come there for us. But as we see throughout the Gospels, he often makes us move. As we saw with a blind man, it would have been very easy for the Lord of all compassion to just go straight over to the blind man. But he didn't. Call him. Have this blind man walk over here toward me. Let him participate in his cure. Let him walk by faith for a little bit. I'm going to come really close, but I also want you to get moving so that this dynamic collision of two people in action moving toward each other for and in mercy. Likewise with Zacchaeus. The Lord was coming to seek him out, but he wanted Zacchaeus to move, and Zacchaeus climbed up. A lot of the times we too need to climb. We need to get away from our earthly stuff that keeps us down. We need to transcend the obstacles that prevent us from seeing the Lord Jesus. And there are many. We need to climb trees over them so that they can't get in the way of our relationship with the Lord. And then when we've seen the Lord and he's called us to him, called us humbly to get down from whatever purchase that we're now comfortable in, to come down and meet him at his level, because he'll transform all of those other situations of obstacles when we're able to see him anew. We're able, in our prayer, where we climb up in a sense a tree with the Lord, to see him clearly so that we can come down with him at that level and look at all the others who used to be obstacles in a totally new way. And when we embrace him in that way, it's got to be consequential in the way that we begin to treat others, as we see in Zacchaeus' life. That is the way that we participate in our own healing.